Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, Team Hayes, Davenick have been on fire in recent weeks. A treble midweek at Sandown. They've got 12 runners at headquarters, and there is nothing David Hayes would like more than to farewell Australian racing with another premiership in the bag. And currently, they lead Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace by 11 wins, and they've got a big, big army heading to headquarters tomorrow. Good morning to you, David.
Morning, Michael.
Well, you've got a big team heading to headquarters tomorrow, and as I said, you'd love to win this premiership on the way out. How much of a big target is that for yourself?
Oh, it's a really something. Obviously, leading it would be nice to do it, and more importantly for Ben and Tom, you know, to get a premiership. Last year we won it, but that was after Darren was taken out of it, so this is more... a lot more satisfying this year if we're lucky enough to win it.
We've been seeing a couple of the nice horses that you're taking to Hong Kong with you. Have you finalised the dates with everything that's going on when you actually will leave Australia and start to set up shop over in Hong Kong?
I'll probably start setting up shop in July. But I'm going to take a couple of weeks holiday in between jobs. So I'm about to have a little break.
Oh, much deserved. Well, let's see if you can leave headquarters with a few winners tomorrow because, gee, you've got some nice runners. We'll go through it in race book order. In the first race, you've got Divine Caprice, who was really good winning last start, and Pocket Goddess, who we haven't seen since Warrnambool, drawn out in 16 and Divine Caprice in 12. Can you split the two in work at home?
They haven't really seen each other. They've come through different paths. I would say Divine has got the experience down the straight, but I'd say Pocket Goddess has probably just as much or more natural ability. So I think they'll run very, very well, but they're never easy at Flemington.
Independent Road goes around in race number three, and this is a horse that's been around the mark, drawn very nicely to the 2,000 at Flemington on Saturday. Do you think that step up to the 2,000 will suit?
Yeah, I think 2,000 is his ideal distance. And he's a lot better horse than Flemington. His best form is Flemington. And from the gate, he should be able to sit up on the pace and give himself every chance. I think this is probably the most suitable race for the whole prep he's been in.
Gold Mag's a horse that, when he was a young horse, had a big boom on him. We know he's got a lot of ability. He's only very lightly raced, goes well, fresh. How's he come back this time?
I think that he's in for a good prep, but he'll probably take a run or two. Now, I think he's more a 2,000-metre horse, and he loves when it gets wet. So might be quite wet enough in 14. If it was a wet day, I'd give him more of a chance, but he'd be one I'd be watching.
Okay, well, he's current favourite, so that's good information for the punters out there on what looks to be a very tough day. Race five, I'm interested to see what she brings has returned, because I was impressed with a couple of her runs over the spring, especially that second on Cox Plate Day in the Tessio. How has she come back?
Looks like she's come back very well. She had a minor throat surgery, and the trials have been really good and track work. I think on top of the ground, she put out a very good race first up.
Okay. Can Shakur return her, what looks on paper, you know, average form around?
I think she'll run a better race. She's the best, saves the best for Flemington, but probably would lean to see what she brings.
Okay. You've got four going around in race number six, and you've got a few that find it difficult to get into the winning stall. Ventura Storm, who I do see that you've been giving a few jumps trials. Is he getting ready for a jumps career?
We're doing it just to sharpen his platform up, and he's won both trials as a jumper. Quite talented. So there is probably a long-term future there, but I think on top of the ground at Flemington, mile and a half, he doesn't win a lot, but he's, you know, he's a Mooney Valley Cup winner and runs some mighty races in Group 1. Got a bit of weight, but I think he could run a good race.
What are you doing with Nerf Bosque and Valak to try and get them back into form?
Look, Valak was very good first up and second up a bit flat. Probably need another race, I think, at that distance. Newsboss, we've done a bit of schooling with him. He's much better on top of the ground. I'll be disappointed if he doesn't run a much improved race at Big Odds.
And Cinder Wind's so consistent, but just hasn't been able to find the winner's stall. Looks a good race, though, on paper tomorrow for it.
Yeah, look, he's got a good barrier, so hopefully he won't get so far back. He's been the best finisher in all these races. Ollie, always a good sign when Ollie was really keen to ride him. So hopefully he can get him travelling a bit better early in the race, and he'll run well.
And I'll just see Sikorsky's come out, David. Why is that?
He's had a bit of a foot. So after his Saturday, we planned to back him up, and the foot hasn't come right. So he'll probably be safe for the Valley next week.
Okay. And Triton Rising, you round out the day with the favourite in the last. And he's a horse that looks like he's got a lot of potential. Last spring, he ran a couple of nice races. He's got good form when he's first up. Is he ready to win first up? Oh, hang on. He won last start.
He won last
I missed
start.
Out.
he got gelded, and he's come back a much nicer horse and was able to win first up. And I can't see any reason why he won't continue his form.
He's got form behind the likes of Soul Patch. He wasn't too far away behind Banquo. What class is he? Do you think he's better than a winter Saturday class?
Yeah, look, I think he could get to Black Tie Company as a gelding. He's got well above average ability.
Well, you've got some nice chances. Probably your best chance, unfortunately, has been scratched. Who do you think your best hope of a win tomorrow is?
I don't like tipping horse having won for 700 days, but I think Cinder Wind knocking on the door and the horse in the last, Triton Rising.
All right. I've got James Cummings on the line. Can you quickly give us a winner today? Because you've got a heap going to Donald.
I hope Florian Peter. First try out for 2,000 metres.
All right. Good on you, David. We'll chat before you leave on your holiday.
Okay. No problem.